temples, cathedrals, and spiritual abodes are an outward representation of our inner workings, a clever way in which enlightened architects hid the mysteries of our physiology within plain sight, teaching those with eyes unclouded how we are the Holy Grail, and through an inner alchemical process, we create the elixir of life which causes our spirits to be nourished spiritual food. The alchemical process of the pineal gland secreting DMT begins with sexual energy rising from the root chakra through the spine, reaching the pineal gland and causing it to vibrate, creating a pleasant buzzing sensation as it releases DMT, flooding the being of one who has become a practitioner of harnessing sexual energy, causing him to be fed spiritual food and enter higher states of consciousness. This inner physiological process is seen within the construct of a cathedral. At the base of the bell tower is an individual symbolic of the root chakra, which by pulling on the rope causes the bell to resonate, gathering people within its sanctuary, where they are fed spiritual food. The tower represents the spine. The rope, which activates the bell through the person at the base, represents the serpent, our sexual energy. As the person at the bottom causes the bell to vibrate, filling the cathedral with people which are fed spiritual food, so does our lower chakra. Through rising sexual energy, cause the pineal gland to vibrate and fill our beings with spiritual food as it releases DMT, feeding our inner being with wisdom and insight. In different constructs, the pineal gland is represented as a light bulb or nub. Notice that the prominent feature of these temples' architecture is situated under the dome, just as your pineal gland is also situated under your dome, your skull. Interesting. I'm going to cut to the chase. Under the dome of these temples is a representation of a pineal gland, just as within our being, under a dome, which is our skull, is situated the pineal gland. As the chandelier within this temple lights up the sanctuary, so does our being fill with light when our pineal gland is activated. As Jesus said, "If your eye be single, your whole body shall fill with light." The ancients understood well the concepts of as above, so below, as within, so without. Many temples were built as a microcosm of and to represent the flat and stationary earth. The four towers representing the four foundational pillars upon which the earth is supported. The dome of the sanctuary, where people gather under, represents the dome firmament, enclosing the earth where people dwell. Just as the earth's pineal gland, Rupus Nigra, is under the dome firmament right at the center of creation, at the north between the four continents of the inner lands, so it is with our pineal gland. It is under our skull, residing at the center of our brain. On the outside of the dome is an antenna-like structure, symbolic of the cord flowing out of our dome, which tethers us to source wisdom. Just as within the temple, divine wisdom is received from God and spread to the people within the sanctuary, so it is with our being. From the north, the center of ancient cosmology flows wisdom and insight into the being through the core tethering us, feeding our spirit spiritual food, causing us to grow spiritually. Under the interior dome, the person sharing divine information represents your pineal gland, sharing divine knowledge. Temples built by your ancestors teach us about our temple, the human body which was designed by the Creator, the great architect. This Cambodian wonder is a unique pyramid structure situated just beyond the Temple of Angkor Wat. Today, Local Buddhists visit this ancient site to worship Buddha, but in ancient times this temple was dedicated to Shiva and housed a golden image of him instead of today's statue of a reclining Buddha. Notice how the top of this pyramid resembles a pineal gland. Before it was abandoned and made a worship place for Buddhists, they resided within the upper chamber of Lingam, also known as the Shiva Linga. In Hindu culture, it is a custom to pour milk and honey from a vase upon the Shiva Linga, symbolic of her sexual energy stored within the pituitary gland, pouring out to mix with the pineal gland's honey, giving birth to Amrita, the nectar of immortality. Shiva and Parvati merging to give birth to their spiritual child, Ganesh. As the union between male and female in the physical causes physical birth, so the union between the pineal and pituitary gland gives birth to a spiritual child, to your spirit. Your spirit is born when there is a spiritual union between your mother and your father, your pineal gland and pituitary gland. You are the Trinity. Your spirit is the Christ. Shiva and Parvati symbolically representing the male and female energies of the pineal and pituitary gland that merge to give spiritual birth to your spirit. You see, just as in the physical you were first placed as a seed within your mother's womb and received nourishment from the umbilical cord, so were you also in the spiritual realm, a seed placed within your body when your spiritual parents, Shiva and Parvati, Joseph and Mary merged, which are personifications of the pineal and pituitary gland that through union give immaculate birth to your spirit. This is what Jesus referred to as being born again. You are the Christ. All of the stories of a virgin giving birth to a divine being is a reflection of your divine alchemy. When the eagle consumes the serpent, it gives spiritual birth to your spirit, to Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent. In Norse mythology, DMT was allegorized as the drink of the gods, known as the mead of poetry. The mead of poetry was a mythical beverage that whomever drinks would become a poet or scholar, able to recite any information and solve any question. Just as I've stated, DMT floods your being with wisdom and insight. And it's interesting that Odin, having consumed this drink, is depicted as an eagle, spewing it out onto a vessel, symbolic of the pineal gland spewing out DMT into your vessel, your pineal giving birth to fire, to your spirit. Jesus said that we must be born again, that we must be born of water and also born of spirit. Born of water, referring to the physical birth when her mother's water broke, and being born of spirit, referring to the spiritual birth, to her spirit being born within us. These spiritual abodes were created by enlightened beings to help guide the spiritual. For many decades, this knowledge has survived only with the priesthood, but revealed to those with awoken pineal glands and spiritual connection to the Creator. Inner knowledge of mankind's divine spiritual alchemy has been concealed into allegories. Allegories that many have taken literal, leading countless onto physical journeys in search for the tree of life, the Holy Grail, the nectar of immortality. Allegories which speak of our spine. You are the Holy Grail, and the nectar of immortality is produced within you. Those whose tree of life, whose spine is planted in living waters and sexual energy, will bear the fruit of eternal life. DMT. the tree of life and its fruit, which gives eternal life, isn't something taught by a secluded sect. It is a spirituality that has come from the center of ancient cosmology, from Eden, known to the Greeks as Hyperborea, as Shambhala in Buddhist traditions. This spirituality has come from the inner lands and has spread throughout all cultures. When the earth was in balance, spirituality revolved around the fact that we are the tree of life, that we are the Holy Grail. Hidden underneath the facade of myths and allegories is the truth of our inner alchemy, of our divinity. Exploring their landscape with your lens of truth, you will begin making discoveries. The secrets of the universe will unfold before your eye, if it be single and full of light. In Egyptian mythology, the mythical tree of life produced the fruit which gave eternal life, knowledge of the divine plan, the cycle of time, and a map of destiny. The tree of life was the seat of the mythical Bennu bird, a phoenix. But the fruit of the tree was not available to mortals. The fruit of the tree of life in many myths is not available to physical man, because these are myths which speak of spiritual matters. In Greek mythology, the tree of life would bear golden apples that would bestow immortality to whomever ate of it. Within the Garden of Hesperides, the tree stood being tended by the lovely sisters. Also guarding its golden apples was the hundred-headed dragon named Ladon, which never slept. A golden apple is given by Zeus to Hermes, whom holds the caduceus, symbolic of rising sexual energy that causes our pineal gland to become fruitful, seen as an eagle with its wings wide open. The tree of life that grants eternal life is within us. It is the spine. Our body is the temple of God, and through a divine alchemical process produces the fruit that grants eternal life. DMT secreted from the pineal gland, which nourishes our spirit into its fullness, causing it to become immortal. The caduceus, the Mesopotamian tree of life, and Yggdrasil, amongst many other allegorical symbols, revealed that the tree of life is her spine, and the fruit which gives immortality is DMT. The trees represent her spine, the serpent, sexual energy, and the eagle represents her pineal gland. The tree of life is not somewhere out of reach. Myths and parables reveal that it is within us, and when divine inner alchemy is restored, we eat of its fruit. The physical will perish, but the spirit will reincarnate within flesh until it has consumed enough spiritual food to metamorph itself and acquire its wings with which to make it to the next realm. The gods on this Mesopotamian carving represent our spirit being fed this divine fruit, which causes us to grow wings and, like the butterfly, take flight, leaving the confines of this body and reincarnation. In the carving, the men represent the physical body. The creatures behind represent their spirit. This tree that grants eternal life is seen again and again throughout mythologies from civilizations vast distances from each other. The fact that our spine is the tree of life is seen within the name of the Tibetan tree of life, Kalachakra, broken down. We see within the name is the individual energy centers which run along our spine, chakras. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, we see that eternal life comes from the pineal gland. In order to bestow immortality upon a mortal, a certain deity touches the one to receive the gift of immortality between his eyebrows, the location of the pineal gland. Through the teachings of Jesus, one with an awoken pineal gland will realize that eternal life comes from within. Jesus is the bronze serpent, and the bronze serpent is sexual energy. The fact that he is the serpent, symbolic of sexual energy, is seen within his words. As Moses lifted the bronze serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. The water he is speaking of becoming a spring welling up to eternal life is sexual energy. The tree of life across countless mythologies is interestingly decorated with serpents and birds. These are symbols, hiding truth in plain sight. The serpent being symbolic of our sexual energy. The eagle or bird with its wings open is symbolic of an awoken pineal gland. The tree which absorbs water through its roots to produce the fruit of life is symbolic of our spine, which absorbs sexual energy from our root chakra up to our pineal gland, causing it to produce DMT, the fruit of life which nourishes our spirit with eternal life. The tree of life is the same concept as the caduceus of Hermes, the thyrsus of Bacchus, and the vine and the branch of Jesus. We are the tree of life, and through an alchemical process, produce the fruit of eternal life. This alchemical process of turning sexual energy into the nectar of immortality begins when our chakras are aligned, meaning that when we are vibrating at the frequency of love, our endocrine system, comprised of secreting glands, align, allowing the transmutation process of sexual energy into the fruit of life to begin. Without this alignment, there is no transmutation, and all spiritual techniques are done in vain. Becoming harnessers of sexual energy through chastity causes us to have the elements required to transmute lead into gold, and living a loving lifestyle, as all ancient religions teach, causes us to vibrate at the frequency of love, causing our chakras to align. This alignment only is what causes the transmutation process to begin. The churning of the ocean of milk is a momentous event in Hindu mythology. It is the story of the Devas obtaining the ultimate prize of immortality by consuming amrit. This is an allegory about the pituitary gland releasing its milk upon the pineal gland, which through a churning process creates DMT, the elixir of life. Mount Mandara. The mountain used as a churning stick in the myth was a spur of the world axis, Mount Meru. In Sanskrit, Merudanda refers to the spinal column. Within the word Merudanda, we see the root word Meru, showing us the relation between both Mount Meru and our spine. In the myth, the churning stick is allegorical to our spine, churning sexual energy to produce amrit. Our spines are the branches of Yggdrasil, the Norse version of the world axis. Our divine nature has been allegorized into outward symbols that teach mankind of his inner spirituality. The tree of life, the thyrsus of Bacchus topped with a honey-secreting pine cone, is within you. It has always been within. All ancient civilizations told the same story over and over again, using different allegories. Eternal life is internally derived. Your spine is the tree of life. Within its branches is the pineal gland, the fruit of life, which when provided with sexual energy, produces ambrosia, the drink of the gods which nourishes our spirit. As above, so below. As our sexual organs at the lower end of our chakras give birth to physical life, so do the higher chakras. The pituitary and the pineal gland give birth to spiritual life. The root chakra secretes a substance that weaves together physical life, which can either be released in the physical realm and planted within a woman to give birth to a new life, or can be raised up through transmutation. And as a pine cone opens to release seeds, the pineal gland releases a spiritual seed. And so the same is mirrored above as below. As a man makes love with a woman to give physical birth, so does the pineal and pituitary merge to give spiritual birth. In nature, trees pull resources from the soil where the roots are spread to produce fruit which nourishes the physical bodies of beings. The outside world is a reflection of what is on the inside. As within, so without. On the spiritual side, it is the same concept. From our root chakra, our sexual organ, we pull resources up our tree of life, which is our spine, to the pineal gland, which produces fruit which feeds the spirit. The pineal gland is fueled by the root chakra sexual energy. If it's experiencing a drought from excessive waste of your life force, your tree of life will wither and become unable to produce the drink of the gods, ambrosia. As an infant within the womb is nourished and made ready for this physical realm, so is our spirit being nourished and made ready for the spiritual realm. In the amniotic sac, from the placenta, the umbilical cord feeds the child and prepares him for the realm it is about to be born into. The same is reflected in the spiritual. We are right now in the womb of Mother Earth, and the world tree of which we are branches is the spiritual umbilical cord, which connects to our body, the amniotic sac, in which resides your spirit. This spiritual umbilical cord nourishes our spirit, preparing us for our spiritual journey. When we leave the physical body, the silver cord flowing from Yggdrasil, connecting us to Mother Earth, will be severed, for we will be a grown spirit ready to enter a new realm. As a woman's breast nourishes the infant, so does the pineal gland feed the spirit. Under the dome of temples, where lies the representation of the pineal gland, many temples have it resembling a woman's nipple, because the pineal gland acts as the nipple upon which our spirits are fed. The more you nourish your inner spiritual body, the more it grows, and as a child grows and is able to understand his parents better, so does our spirit begin to understand the Creator and his speech. It all becomes clear. The mysteries of God become gnosis. This is the true meaning behind spiritual growth. Your spirit grows from being nourished by DMT. It develops eyes and ears, as does a natural body. This is when the individual is able to hear and receive spiritual parables, because they now have eyes to see and ears to hear and understand spiritual truths. This next part I'm about to read you is an interesting saying of Jesus that I found outside of the Bible. And he, Jesus, said, "Whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death." Jesus saw some babies nursing. He said to his disciples, "These nursing babies are like those who enter the Father's domain." They said to him, "Then shall we enter the Father's domain as babies?" Jesus said to them, "When you make the two into one, and you make the inner as the outer, and the outer as the inner, the upper as the lower, and when you make male and female into a single one, then you will enter the Father's domain." Jesus said, "If the flesh came into being because of spirit, that is a marvel. But if spirit came into being because of the body, that is a marvel of marvels. Yet I marvel at how this great wealth has come to dwell in this poverty. You are a butterfly within a dying chrysalis, a beautiful spiritual being within this decaying flesh." The interpretation of this saying is simple, that the pineal gland nourishes the spirit within. The fact that our pineal gland feeds our spirit is depicted within this Mesopotamian relief of the Tree of Life. Notice how a pine cone, symbolic of the pineal gland, is held within the hand of the spiritual being, and a basket within the other, as the one who gathers fruit would have. These spiritual beings are collecting the drink of the gods for their growth. Our spirits are fed from the sweetness of the pineal gland, the spiritual nipple. I am talking about the food of the gods, the nectar of immortality. When I mentioned the gods, you looked above for them, when truly we are the gods. Countless sacred sources say this. This body is simply a cocoon, wherein lies divinity. We are the Holy Grail, and a proper alchemical blend will cause our spirits to fill with the substance of immortality. Yggdrasil is the world tree, of which we are branches. It is also the spiritual umbilical cord, which causes our pineal glands to be fruitful and produce the drink of the gods when we vibrate at the high frequency of love, which causes us to alchemically align. This is what feeds our spirits. Jesus is a personification of Yggdrasil, and through this allegory of the vine and the branches, we can understand how to bear much fruit. First, we must become practitioners of semen retention, because if we wish to transmute our sexual energy into the drink of the gods, we need the base elements to begin the process. Secondly, living a high vibrational lifestyle connects us to the vine, meaning that our microcosmic tree of life connects to Yggdrasil, the tree of life. When we become enlightened and do as all major enlightened beings teach at their core, the golden rule to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus said that when his words to love one another remain within us, that it connects us to the vine, causing us as branches to become fruitful. In scientific terms, living a high vibrational lifestyle causes our chakra or endocrine glands to alchemically align and release the hormones necessary for the alchemical process of transmutation to begin. Thirdly is the moon ingress. When your sexual energy rises, it is stored within your pituitary gland, depicted as a jar above the head in ancient symbolism. There it remains until the moon enters the star sign under which you were born. When the moon enters your star sign, something within you known as the chrism acts as the spark that will ignite the pineal gland. And as a lantern is fueled by oil and lit with a spark, so is the pineal gland, which is a lantern to the spiritual world, fueled by sexual energy and activated by the chrism. Using the moon ingress, we can determine the precise moment when the moon enters our star sign. When this happens, the chrism embarks on its journey. The process of transmutation only takes place within the being of one whose chakras are aligned, whose endocrine glands are releasing the hormones necessary for the alchemical process of transmutation to begin. Any technique without this alignment is done in vain. The spirit is eternal, but it must grow, or else it will remain a child forever. Semen retention is not only a physical, but also a spiritual empowerment, causing your spirit to grow. When your spirit grows, you become extremely determined, and though you fall 7 times, you will always get back up and accomplish all you set your mind to, because your inner being flows with divine inspiration and the resilience to see you through any challenge. In fact, the challenges begin to invigorate you. You begin to see them differently, with the mindset of an overcomer. Your inner being will one day disconnect from its physical bonds if it hasn't harnessed enough energy, enough spiritual food for growth. It will be birthed premature, and as a child born deficient. If born premature, your spirit won't survive within the world it is being born into. Now you understand why there is such an attack on the physical health of the human body, because the body gives nourishment to our spirit. All of this poison within the society we live in is because they know that the human body, your body, is a temple made by the Creator, and that it gives birth and nourishment to your spirit, much like a pregnant woman from her health nourishes her child within. Those that cleanse themselves of a synthetic, hateful, and money-obsessed world and live naturally and in tune with nature will give birth to the most beautiful spirits. Those that seek immortality within the flesh may never find it. The flesh is simply an incubator for who you truly are, your spirit. In simple terms, the flesh is the cocoon or chrysalis that feeds your spirit. The ancients revered such creatures as the butterfly because they teach the spiritual truth that the physical gives birth to the spiritual. In the chrysalis, all of the physical parts of the caterpillar are digested by enzymes released that dissolve all of the tissues into a sort of soup. All of the energy within its current form is transmuted through a process called metamorphosis and is used for the creation of its new body, the butterfly. Throughout its life, all of the food it consumed wasn't simply to feed its belly, but to fuel its growth and metamorphosis into what it was designed to become. Our body is a cocoon, and within, we are an alchemical machine using the energy we gather to give birth and nourishment to our spirit. The very purpose of our physical existence is to give birth and nourishment to our spirit, which allows us to transcend the confines of this physical world and travel the multidimensional realms of the universe. This wasn't a mystery in ancient days. It was common knowledge, and as it is restored to a lost and wandering people, so will our purpose and direction be restored. As we decalcified the body and the pineal gland and reconnected it with the source, we have once again found our purpose and spirituality. You are a spirit within a body, waiting to blossom. Flesh is a precursor to spirit, and as a butterfly leaves the chrysalis, we leave this flesh when the body is sown in corruption, and we are raised incorruptible. It seems everything in nature is screaming this truth. The seed of a tree perishes, and what was inside blossoms. We are seeds waiting to be planted, and the Creator is the wise sower. This is why in ancient cultures, a funeral was a celebration. This is why we have come to treat the body with the respect and dignity it deserves, because we have come to realize it is the temple made by the Creator. Those that spit in His face by desecrating the body from living a degenerate lifestyle will not fare well when they leave the flesh. It will be as witnessing a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis not fully formed. We have always been told that the spiritual feeds the physical. I believe this to be a lie, to keep people ignorant of the fact that just as it is the caterpillar that feeds the birth of the butterfly, so it is that the flesh nourishes the spirit within, causing it to grow into its destiny. We become an Eden, a fertile land within, when we become practitioners of semen retention, but constantly spilling our life force causes a drought, for us to become a barren land which causes our tree of life to wither, unable to produce the fruit of life, causing the spirit within to perish. And so, when we leave the body, we experience reincarnation until we grow our wings. Being children of the Creator, our spirits are eternal, and those that nourish its spiritual food, the fruit of the tree of life, which grants immortality, will transcend the cycle of reincarnation to higher realms of the vast multiverse that await us.
Welcome to the multiverse.
Welcome to the multiverse.
The body was intelligently designed as a divine alchemy center. We are the Philosopher's Stone, with the ability to turn base materials into gold, and no process is a clearer example of this than what I often refer to as the sacred secretion. Throughout millennia, this alchemical brew has seen many titles, including chrism, Christ oil, honey, nectar, ambrosia, but all a reference to the activation of increased inner light and access to Christ consciousness. As Christ himself said, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." And today we know that this can be found and cultivated by raising the sacred secretion. Basically, when the feminine magnetic moon energy becomes influenced by the sun's masculine electric energy, which happens when the moon enters a person's star sign each month, a solar seed is born within the human body and cultivated by the coming together of neural metabolites from the pineal pituitary. This high vibrational essence is then sent down the spine and propelled back up again within the cerebral spinal fluid in order to increase its power before it is signaled to rest within the lateral ventricle of the brain until the moon's energy is no longer as resonant, at which point the chrism is released into the blood and gives the body a massive upgrade, such as increased oxytocin produced by the heart, which supports the embodiment of high frequencies of love, improved vasopressin regulation, which enables more light to be held in the body, upregulated receptor sites for the pineal metabolites such as the spirit molecule DMT, and an overall pineal enhancement and upgrade as a whole, as well as improved mitochondrial energy production, which further upgrades the light body. Evidence that the ancients knew of such phenomenon is clear within the architecture of ancient sites, but is also incredibly strong within the literature, which was a predominant way of passing on knowledge. Even today, we teach children complex ideas by telling them stories which personify such issues. Once you're aware of the sacred secretion, the Bible itself literally reads like a manual for enhancing this process. Even Manly Hall stated that the Bible is beyond doubt a physiological textbook. We see other clear examples in mythology from the Essenes, Druids, ancient Egypt and ancient Greece, where it was referred to as nectar and ambrosia, the food of the gods, which turned blood into ichor and thus initiated a person to their god powers and made them immortal.